You know, I'm just now getting the news about Kevin Samuels. I'm like, damn. I don't know if it's true or if it's not, but Mark Lamont Hill seems to, you know, confirm it. This other guy who was in the Manosphere named Anton Daniels, he confirmed it. Now, from what I saw, something about the medical examiner, they won't confirm or deny whether they have Kevin Samuels' body. And this is, I guess, in Atlanta, Georgia. But I will say this. I will say, man, that's crazy. That's really sick that you got some people out here celebrating this man's death, man. You know, because my wife, she asked me about it. She's like, was he a bad guy? I'm like, well, he's not a bad guy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it depends on what you say, what's bad and what's good. I mean, he started off giving men advice. You know what I mean? To build his, like, Manosphere base. And then from there, he just decided that, you know, I remember him doing a lot of lifestyle. He would talk about fashion. He would talk about colognes and different scents and smells and, you know, shades and belts and, you know, hey, look, this is a type of blazer that you wear. He was really big on, like, men's lifestyle, kind of like a men's health type of, you know, that was his thing. You know, he was always telling men, look, hey, dude, you know, you need to get your stuff together. You need to go get you a job. You need to go get you some kind of skill where you're making big money so you can get the type of hot women. Don't you want this and that? You don't want to be like 40s and you don't have this and that. So, you know, he started off with that. But then I would say, like, towards the past 4 years, I remember, like, 3 years ago, he's like, look, I'm about to blow up. I'm really about to do it big. Like, he went from just doing stuff on his phone to actually getting the proper equipment and stepping his stuff up on YouTube. And after that, you know what I'm saying, he had that viral moment maybe 3 years ago where a couple years ago, like three or four years ago, I'm not sure how far back, but he told the women straight up, you're average at best, and you're trying to get a man like this. And then, so when I was explaining to my wife, I'm like, this is the way this guy is, you know. He's kind of like, what size dress do you wear? How many kids do you have? Why didn't this relationship work? You work at the post office. You're making $60,000. You want a man that's making $100,000? I mean, six figures. You need to lose weight. You need to do this and you need to do that. You're not going to get a man that makes six figures when you weigh this much and you're not being honest with yourself. You know, he would go in. So that's part of the reason is a lot of people thought he was bullying black women, specifically bullying black women, because the majority of the women that would call in on his show would be black women. If this wouldn't be like he would go up to random black women and pick on them, no, these would be women that openly volunteered and called the show to get advice from him. And then when they would get his advice, as cold and callous as it may have sounded or as rough as it was, you know, a lot of people were like, well, damn, that's kind of true, you know. So he became vilified by a lot of feminists because they were like, oh, see, the only thing I disagreed with him was about the dress size thing, because, you know, a lot of black men, typically, like, successful black men that make six figures, that make a lot of money, they like voluptuous women. They like the women that got curves. You know what I mean? But it all depends on a woman's looks, right? Like, it all depends on two women can be wearing size 14. One shaped like a candy apple, one shaped like a Coke bottle. I mean, they both weigh the same, but the one that's like a candy apple, has no attraction value to a guy that's made, but the one that's shaped like a Coke bottle does. So, you know, that was the only thing I disagreed. Like, his thing was a dress size and all. I'm like, no, it's some attractive big women out here. Don't, I mean, it's some attractive ass big women out here. But that was the only thing I disagreed with him on. But other than that, he was all right, you know. Sometimes he would kind of move the goalposts a little bit. But really sad, man. It was a good brother, dude. Really, really good brother, man. Had some good, you know, he really was moving up in this world. He was known by celebrities. Got a Nicki Minaj interview. Some people said that he was pandering to Nicki Minaj, but man, it's like 56 years young, man. Hope it's not true, man, but rest in peace to Kevin Samuels if it is true.